The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the analysis of Ziyara Ali Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we have tawfiq to continue our reflections on Ziyarat Ali Yasin. In this phrase we say, peace be upon you, O the one who is Al-Alamul Mansub. Alam means flag. So he is a flag which is set up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is a sign. Flag is always a sign. And this is perhaps why it comes from the root of ilm. Alam, a'lam, ma'alim. These are signs. Something through which you can understand another thing. And this alam is mansub. Is not put on the ground. It's not hidden. It is set up and it is, moving in the air. It stands for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. It's because Hujja of Allah, Dalila iradatihi, Khalifatullah. It is Baqiyatullah's alam. So it connects us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal ilmul masbub. You are the knowledge which is poured down. If you remember in description of a month of Rajab, we have this expression, Al-Asab, Rajab Al-Asab. Comes from the same root. Sabba yasubbu means to pour. Months of Rajab is called Asab because mercy of Allah very much is coming down. So Imam is not only knowledgeable, he is knowledge. In Arabic, we say that sometimes for emphasis, instead of saying someone is adil, we say he is adl. Zaydun adlun instead of adil. He is justice. Instead of saying he's just. This is for emphasis, for ta'kid. Imam is not just alim. He is knowledge which is poured down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because إِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. Everything has its treasures with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should come down. Ilm also is in Allah, should come down. So Allah has sent down His ilm, His knowledge to all creatures depending on their degree, their capacity. Insan, human beings, have capacity for learning everything. عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Sometimes human beings learn through conventional methods. Sometimes they receive knowledge directly from God. Means not through a school, through books. عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Sometimes Allah teaches His awliya like Khizr from Himself directly. So Imam has that type of knowledge, not a knowledge which is based on reading, studying, etc., which is, of course, important. We have to do that. But we should qualify then ourselves for the true knowledge which is given by Allah. Al-ilmu nurun yaqzifuhu Allah fi qalbi man yasha. And Hujjah of Allah has the maximum of it. Al-ilmu al-masbub. And there's a beautiful connection between alam and ilm. Whoever is going to be a sign has to have knowledge. In the first place, Hujjah of Allah. But then also scholars, educators, teachers, any person who has a role of leadership or educational role, for guiding role, they need to have knowledge so that people can refer to them and benefit. Depending on the case, it would be religious knowledge along with something extra. But religious knowledge, ma'rifatullah, has to be there always, whether you are a leader, you are an imam, you are a teacher. Anything, you need ma'rifatullah, you need ma'rifah of religion. Even for business, we say al-fiqh thumma al-matshar. So for everything you need religious knowledge plus knowledge of that field. وَالْغَوْثُ وَالرَّحْمَةُ الْوَاسَعُ. You are the one that would help people who are desperate. Gawth is the one that replies to the call for help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place is Ghiyath. Ya Ghiyath al-Mustaghithin in Du'a-i Kumail. Ghiyath. And whoever is godly should do the same. Above all, the Hujjah of Allah, but mu'mineen also should help. When someone is asking for help, we should help. To the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "Man sami'a rajulan yunadi ya lal muslimin falam yujibhu falaysa bi muslim." If you hear someone is saying, "Oh Muslims, come and help me." Even he doesn't say whoever hears a Muslim. Maybe a non-Muslim asks Muslims for help. Because it's man sami'a rajulan. Whenever you hear someone asks you for help and says, "Oh Muslims, come and help me, rescue me." And you don't answer, you are not a Muslim. So, one of the requirements of being faithful is to act as Allah acts. He is Ghiyathul Mustaghithin. We should also help people who are asking for help. Actually, we should go even further. We should have such a system among ourselves that we do not let people reach the point that they have to scream and call out for help. When I see someone has problem, I should help them before they reach the point that they become desperate and then they start, you know, asking for help. Imam is al-ghawth. He is the one who is helping and replying to the calls for help. Any person sincerely, wholeheartedly asks for help, he would be receiving help. But he has to be sincere and wholehearted. Not that I don't do my part and I ask for help. For example, I have exam, I don't prepare, I don't study, and they say, "Oh, Imam Zaman, come and help me." I have illness, I don't look after my health, my diet, I don't go to doctor, and I say, "You know, please help me." No, you do what you have to do wisely, rationally, but also ask for help.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.